I'm going to call to order.
Good morning.
In a minute, I'm going to call to order, but first.
Shall Mitch.
Oh, it's over. The House Committee on Human Services, thank you all for coming. We're running a little bit late. We got one member still coming, but she'll be with us shortly. As usual, we have a few changes, and I'd like to let you know what those are in case you've come for a special bill and it's not going to be heard today. Starting from the top on the agenda that you might have in front of you, we are going to carry over House Bill 3110. We are not going to hear House Bill 3434 today, but I would note that it is scheduled for a work session on April the 6th.
Work session.
And I...
Let's have a public hearing first.
I think we've had a public hearing, Representative, but we're okay. I'll just keep going here. We're going to carry over House Bill 3250, but we're hoping for action on that. We're going to carry over House Bill 2928. We're going to carry over House Bill 3375.
Read you.
Pardon me?
Read
you. No, no. And now the action. We are going to work House Bills 2975, 2976, and 3230.
20.
Just seeing if you're reading, I really meant to say 3220. I'm so pleased everyone's ready to correct me. We're going to carry over 3536. And we're going to carry over 2600, and also we're going to carry the two and add six. No, that's a math joke. So that's what's going on this morning in your House Committee on Human Services. So with that, exodus.
Thank
but wait,
you for coming.
We were going to tell you about our weekend. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, and we will post these as soon as we have more information.
Thins them out.
Wow, sure got rid of them.
And now for those loyal few. We'll do anything you want.
We could have had donuts this morning. We're down to less than 24.
I would like to open a work session on House Bill 3230.
20.
Not only would I like to, I'm dyslexic this morning. 3220, the third one.
Yeah.
Ha ha. So, Jennifer,
reading as I
since start. Everyone's tired of listening to me, would you just remind everybody what this bill is about, please?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3220 allows the Oregon State Board of Nursing to use nursing assistant examination results for continuing education purposes. There is a dash one amendment. It modified the provision to allow the Oregon State Board of Nursing to use examination results of a nursing assistant for continuing education of applicants for certification as a nursing assistant.
Great. Details. Thank you. So, with that reminder, I'm certainly welcome any comments, but if not, I'm prepared to entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair,
hold
I
on
move.
A second.
No, go ahead.
Sorry.
Is that right? I'm sorry. Go right ahead. My fault, Madam Chair. Please.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendment dated 3/24/11.
Chair Tomei moves to adopt the dash one amendments.
2/32/20.
Dated 3/24/11. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair? I just like to say that I think this is an important little bill. Some bills, you know, are small but do things that really matter. And this amendment, I think, clarifies what I thought was a problem with the original wording.
Good. Thank you for that comment. Others? Okay. With no further discussion, is there any objection to the chair's motion? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. And now now, Madam Chair, I would entertain another
Mr.
motion.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3220 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Tomei moves House Bill 3220 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, I'm going to ask Matt if he would call the roll.
Representative Greenman.
Aye.
Representative Parker.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Excused.
Representative Wideman.
Absent.
Vice Chair Frederick.
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson.
Aye.
Chair Tomei.
Aye.
Chair Gilliam.
Aye.
Chair, I'll be glad to carry this on the floor.
The motion passes, and I'm wondering if there's anybody that would can carry the...
Oh, there's somebody.
I would be happy to carry this.
I would be pleased if you would do so. Thank you, Representative. So, Representative Greenlick will carry the bill, and just for the record, will somebody remind me when Representative Parrish comes in if she would like to vote on this bill? I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules.
Mr. Chair, I would be happy to yield the carrying on the floor if a kind representative from who was it?
Roseburg.
Yeah, whose bill?
Roseburg. If he would prefer.
If he would prefer to.
Noted, and I will check it out on the floor today. Thank you for that kindness. Okay. I will now close the work session on House Bill 3220, and I would like to open a work session on House Bill 2975. Would you remind us quickly on 2975, please, Jennifer?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2975 appropriates $300,000 from the general fund to the Oregon Health Authority for the purposes of providing fresh Oregon-grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from the farmers' markets and roadside stands to eligible individuals through the Women, Infants, and Children's Program. This does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion regarding this bill.
Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2975 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Chair Tomei moves House Bill 2975 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? Seeing none, Matt, will you call? Hold on, Matt. I'm sorry. Okay. There is some discussion.
It's
Representative
okay.
Harker, are you sure?
Positive.
If seeing no other discussion, then Matt, will you call the roll?
Representative Wagner.
Absent.
Representative Parrish.
Excused.
Representative Parker.
Aye.
Representative Greenman.
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Frederick.
Aye.
Chair Tomei.
Aye.
Chair Gilliam.
Aye. The motion passes and the bill is sent to the Committee on Ways and Means. I would like to close the work session on House Bill 2975. And although we're just about done, just remind everybody to turn off their cell phones if they have any. And if you've got a laptop and it's an IBM or other anything but an Apple, you're welcome to use that. But if you are working on an Apple laptop...
Are those the ones with the big light on the top?
Could
so
be.
You can see if they're on or
could
not?
Could be. I'm just saying. All right, all right.
Thank you, Bill Gates.
She's always welcome. Yeah, always looking out for my Microsoft stock. I would like to open a work session on House Bill 2975. And imagine this, Madam Chair, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move.
We
want to do 76, I think.
Man, it's Monday.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
It's a numbers thing.
I'd like to open, and I won't. I'm going to have her give us.
Won't have
I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 2976. And Jennifer, would you just give us the overview?
Certainly. House Bill 2976, in the original version, appropriated $100,000 from the General Fund to the Department of Human Services for the purposes of providing fresh Oregon-grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from farmers' markets and roadside stands to eligible low-income seniors under the Senior Farm Direct Nutrition Program. There was a Dash 2 amendment, and it modified the measure to denote that the Oregon Health Authority as the program administering agency as opposed to the Department of Human Services.
Which would be a technical kind of
technical fix.
Classic technical mm-hmm. fix. So I would entertain a motion on the Dash 2 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 3-23-11 to House Bill 2976.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chair Tomei moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 3-23-11 to House Bill 2976. Is there any discussion on the amendments? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2976 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Chair Tomei moves House Bill 2976 as amended without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
As amended.
I do.
I'll help you.
Not that I need any script, but I would.
Mr. Chair.
So.
Yes. Representative Greenland.
Are we expressing any preference between there's two chunks of money? Is there money on 2976?
Yes. Mm-hmm. $100,000.
Are we expressing any preference or just sending it off to let the Ways and Means Committee?
You know, it's probably the latter, but I will say this is one that the chairs checked in with the co-chairs of Ways and Means, and they were agreeable to it coming this way.
They're interested in hearing.
But you're right, and we did at least make sure they knew this is the way it would be coming.
Great.
That makes sense.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Yeah.
So, back to our motion. Chair Tomei has moved House Bill 2976 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Matt, would you call the roll?
Representative Greenland.
Aye.
Representative Parker.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Excused.
Representative Wagner.
Absent.
Vice Chair Frederick.
Aye.
Vice Chair Thompson.
Aye.
Chair Tomei.
Aye.
Chair Gilliam.
Aye. The motion passes and the bill is sent as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means. I'd like to close the work session on House Bill 2976. And if there's nothing else, in amazing light speed, just note who was chairing.
I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate you on getting through such a full schedule in record time.
Yeah. Jim, I think we have to take this as an example.
I don't believe that Chair Tomei has ever been able to do this. I'm encouraged.
I wouldn't want to have me, you know, highlighted in this way, but
no,
I appreciate you bringing that up.
You wouldn't.
Let the Health Committee be aware. This is the way things get done. Yeah. With that, I adjourn the House Committee on Human Services.